The crew can't solve the Mets riddle. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start on the diamond where the Brewers were looking to take their series with the Mets. New York, though, had other ideas.
Now the pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to the right side. Past the diamond, Monasterio. Base hit right field. Marte's in to score. Going to third, Lindor. He's there standing. And on at first with a single and a run batted in is Juan Soto. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-1.
Mets radio in New York on the call. New York takes it 3-2 to take the series. Brewers manager Pat Murphy knows there are going to be games like this.
That's why you play 162, you know, because you're going to have a game like this where, you know, home runs foul, you know, and the ground ball's just out of reach or just under your glove, and that would have been a double play. And, you know, I mean, it's a different game, but that's why you play them all. And you just, a couple calls win against us, and it's part of it.
The Brewers move on to play the Marlins in Miami tonight. Your Game 1 starters, Quinn Priester and Sandy Alcantara. Minor league ball, the Skycarp were relentless against their in-state rivals in Beloit.
On the way, here it is. Swinging a little looper into short right. Field off the glove of the second baseman, Baez. In to score is Radichak. Cascadet stops at third.
WCLO radio on the call in Beloit. The Skycarp clobber. The Timber Rattlers 12-5. They'll play again tonight as the series shifts from Beloit to Appleton. The Packers are one of 15 NFL teams that will be unveiling a new alternate uniform and helmet this summer. Last season, a whiteout helmet was unveiled. July 23rd, the same day the Packers open up training camp, is the date listed for the unveiling. And former Marquette golfer and Big East Player of the Year Oliver Farrell has advanced through qualifying and will compete in the Open Championship at Royal Portrush, also known as the British Open. It's the final major of the year, and it starts in 2 weeks. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.